All right, let's dive right in. Today, we're going deep into the world of injection molding.
Okay.
Specifically, how to prevent those pesky scratches on those finished parts.
Right.
We've got this excerpt from an article called What Are the Best Ways to Prevent Surface Scratches on Injection Molded Parts? And you want to understand this.
Excellent.
Maybe you're just fascinated by the whole manufacturing thing, or you're actually working on a project that involves these kinds of parts.
Yeah, it's a great topic. And I think this source material really breaks it down well.
Okay.
To really get it, though, we need to kind of think about all the different factors that could contribute to a scratch.
Yeah.
So it's not just one thing.
Right.
You know, we're talking about the mold design, the material characteristics, the production environment, and even the expertise of the operators.
Okay. So it's like this chain reaction almost?
Yeah, definitely a chain reaction.
So let's start with the mold itself.
Okay.
The article really emphasizes the importance of the mold.
Yeah, the foundation.
Yeah, like it's the foundation of a scratch-free part.
Exactly. Think of it this way. The mold is like a negative imprint of the part you're trying to create.
Right.
So if the mold itself has imperfections,
right,
those imperfections are going to be replicated on every part you produce.
So it's not just about the shape of the mold,
right,
but also the quality of the surface of the mold.
Absolutely. So a rough mold surface,
right,
that's almost guaranteed to produce scratch parts.
I see.
And that's why mold makers use techniques like polishing,
mm-hmm,
or even chrome plating to achieve that super smooth finish.
I see. So it's like you're creating a mirror image.
Yeah.
And the smoother the mirror is, the less distorted the reflection is, or in this case, the part.
Exactly. That's a great way to think about it.
Okay.
And another critical aspect of the mold design is the demolding angle.
The demolding angle.
Yeah, which is the angle at which the part is ejected from the mold.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so why is that angle so important? Well, if the angle is too shallow, the part can get stuck.
Okay.
And you need excessive force to remove it, which can cause scratches.
Right.
On the other hand, if the angle's too steep, the part can be ejected too quickly.
Okay.
Which again increases the risk of damage.
Ah, so it needs to be this Goldilocks angle.
Yeah, exactly.
Not too shallow, not too steep, but just to allow for a smooth release.
Precisely. And of course, regular mold maintenance is crucial.
Of course.
You know, even tiny imperfections can develop over time.
Right.
And that can have a big impact on the quality of the parts.
Right. So the mold is kind of like this precision instrument that you really have to take good care of.
Exactly.
But even with the perfect mold, we still need to consider the material itself, right?
Right.
The article really emphasizes this, that the material choice is key.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is that each material that's used in injection molding has its own unique characteristics.
Okay.
That affect its scratch resistance.
So it's not just about choosing the toughest material.
Right. It's about choosing the material that's best suited for that application in that molding process.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
So some materials, like polycarbonate, have this inherently high scratch resistance.
Okay.
They're often used for things like eyeglass lenses, where clarity and durability are essential.
Right.
On the other hand, materials like ABS plastic might be more prone to scratching, but they offer other advantages.
Sure.
Like being lightweight.
Yeah.
Easy to mold.
Right. So it's a trade-off.
Exactly.
Balancing scratch resistance with other factors like strength, flexibility, and maybe even cost.
For sure. We also need to consider things like the material's tensile strength, impact resistance, and even its coefficient of friction. Huh. All of these properties can play a role in how easily a material scratches.
Okay, that makes sense.
During the molding process or even in its everyday use.
So we've got the mold itself, the quality of it, the design of it.
Right.
We've got the material and its inherent properties.
But the article also highlights this importance of the production environment.
Yeah.
It seems like it's not just about what's going into the mold,
but
also about the environment where that molding is taking place.
You're right. The environment's critical.
Yeah.
Even tiny dust particles or other contaminants in the air can settle on the mold surface.
Oh. Okay.
Or become trapped within the plastic as it's injected. And this can lead to those unwanted scratches.
So it's about maintaining a certain level of cleanliness in that production area.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It goes beyond just sweeping the floor.
Yeah.
It involves having proper air filtration systems.
Okay.
To remove dust and other particles from the air.
Sure.
And regular cleaning of the molds and equipment is essential
right.
to prevent any contamination.
So we're talking about almost a controlled environment, like a clean room for electronics manufacturing.
That's a good analogy. And beyond just the cleanliness of the air,
Yeah.
we also need to think about the temperature and humidity of the environment. Yeah, these factors can affect how the material behaves during molding,
Okay.
potentially leading to those surface imperfections if they're not carefully managed.
It's amazing how many variables come into play.
It is.
So we've got the mold, the material, the environment, all working together.
Right.
But there's one more piece of this puzzle, and the article brings this up,
Yeah.
the human element.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting.
It does.
Because even with like the perfect mold, the ideal material, a pristine environment,
Right.
you still need skilled operators to run the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're the ones that bring all these elements together
Yeah.
and ensure that the process runs smoothly.
So they're more than just button pushers. They're like the conductors of an orchestra, right?
Exactly.
Making sure everything's in sync.
Exactly. And the article makes that point. Well-trained operators
Right.
are critical for preventing scratches.
Okay.
They understand the nuances
Like, oh.
of the injection molding
Yeah.
process. They can identify those potential problems early on,
Right.
and they know how to adjust the machine parameters to minimize that risk of scratching.
Okay, so it's not just about technical knowledge.
Right.
It's also about having that experience, having that eye to see things.
Exactly.
What are some specific examples of how operators can actually prevent scratches?
So, for example, an experienced operator is going to pay close attention to the ejection pressure and speed.
Okay.
If the pressure is too high or the speed's too fast, it can force the material into the mold too quickly, and that creates stress,
Right.
and that increases the likelihood of scratches.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, that balance of pressure and speed that
Right.
allows the material to kind of flow smoothly into the mold.
Exactly. And they'll also be monitoring the mold temperature very closely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if the mold is too cold, the material might solidify too quickly, again leading to stress and potential surface imperfections.
So it sounds like it's just a lot of fine-tuning and adjustments throughout that process.
Okay.
An experienced operator is also going to be looking for any signs of wear and tear on the mold itself.
Right.
They know that even a tiny scratch or nick on that mold surface can transfer to the finished part, so they'll be proactive about addressing those issues.
Wow. So they're really acting as quality control experts
Exactly.
throughout the whole molding process.
Throughout.
This is incredible. I never realized how much went into preventing something that seems so simple as a scratch.
It's
It's like
amazing.
a whole science.
It is. It really is a science.
Yeah.
And it's really a testament to the skill of the people that work in injection molding.
Right.
They're constantly striving to improve that process
Yeah.
and to produce the highest quality parts possible.
This has been fascinating so far.
I agree.
We've covered a lot of ground in this first part,
Yeah, a lot.
but there's still so much to explore.
Definitely.
In the next part, we'll delve into some specific techniques for preventing scratches. And then in the final part, we'll kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture,
Sounds good.
the impact of all of this on consumers, the
Right.
industry,
Yep.
and even the future of manufacturing.
Can't wait.
So stay tuned.
Looking forward to it.
Welcome back to our deep dive into preventing scratches on injection molded parts.
Okay.
We've already talked about the mold, the material, that environment, and those skilled operators who
Right.
really are the backbone of this whole process.
Yeah.
But now I'm really curious to get into some more specific techniques
Okay.
the article mentions for achieving those flawless finishes.
Right. Like we've laid the groundwork,
Yeah.
and now we can kind of explore those finer points
So
of the craftsmanship.
one thing that caught my attention was the ejection system.
Okay.
It seems like getting the part out of the mold without scratching it
Yeah.
must be a delicate operation.
It is. The article really stresses the importance of a well-designed ejection system. That applies even force across the whole part.
Yeah.
So imagine you're trying to push a delicate cake out of a pan.
Right.
If you press on just one side, you risk breaking it.
Right. A cake disaster is not what we're going for here.
No, not at all.
So, how do they address that in injection molding?
They use things like multi-point ejection systems,
Okay.
where multiple pins are strategically placed to distribute that force evenly as the part's pushed out.
Oh, okay.
Some even use nitrogen gas springs
Wow.
for a gentler, more controlled release.
It's like they've engineered a perfectly choreographed escape route for the part.
That's a great way to put it. And speaking of escape routes,
Yeah.
the article also mentions venting,
Venting.
which is how those hot gases trapped in the mold
Okay.
are released during the injection process.
Now, why are those gases a problem?
Well, If they don't have a way to escape, they can get trapped near the surface of the part,
Okay.
creating imperfections like little pockmarks,
Yep.
or even contributing to those surface scratches.
I see. So it's like those little vents in a cake pan that let the steam escape and prevent the cake from, you know, becoming soggy.
You're good with the analogies today.
Those vents in the mold, they're called something specific, right?
Yeah, they're called exhaust grooves.
Exhaust grooves.
Yeah, and they're strategically designed
okay.
to let the gases escape without affecting the flow of the molten plastic into the mold.
So it's all about balance.
And it is.
Creating a smooth flow for the material going in and the gases coming out.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the importance of material selection.
Okay.
The article kind of goes beyond just, you know, general properties.
Yeah.
And really delves into how a material's viscosity or its resistance to flow
right.
can impact the potential for scratches.
So we're not just talking about a material that's tough.
Right.
We're also talking about a material that flows smoothly during that molding process.
Exactly. Think about honey versus water.
Yeah.
Honey has a much higher viscosity.
Right.
Trace slowly can be hard to spread evenly.
Okay. I see where you're going with this. If the plastic isn't flowing evenly into all the little nooks and crannies of the mold,
right.
it could create these stress points that lead to scratches.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Some plastics are just inherently more viscous than others.
Uh-huh.
And factors like temperature and pressure play a role as well.
So again, it's finding that Goldilocks material.
Yeah.
Not too viscous, not too thin, just right to flow smoothly.
Right. And this is where those skilled operators really shine. They understand these nuances and they can adjust those injection speeds,
okay.
pressure, temperature, to really optimize the flow for each specific material.
It's amazing how much expertise
it is.
Goes into something that most people probably never even think about.
They don't. We just see the smooth finished product
right.
and don't really realize that intricate dance that happened behind the scenes.
And let's not forget about the importance of a clean production environment.
Absolutely not. Those dust particles, those contaminants.
Right. Even the tiniest little speck can just wreak havoc.
Exactly.
On a perfectly smooth surface.
The article really goes beyond just mentioning clean air.
Yeah.
And gets into the specifics of maintaining a spotless production environment.
Yep.
HEPA filtration systems.
Right.
Remove those microscopic particles from the air.
Yeah.
Rigorous cleaning protocols.
Okay.
For the molds, the equipment, even the operator's clothing.
It's like a super clean operating room, but for plastic parts.
That's a great analogy. And to take it a step further, think about how surgeons use specialized instruments and techniques to avoid contaminating that surgical field.
Oh, right.
In a way, injection molding operators are doing something very similar.
Interesting.
Using their specialized tools, you know, those clean room practices.
Yeah.
Their knowledge to prevent any unwanted particles
right.
from marring that surface of the parts.
So it's a combination of high-tech equipment,
right.
but also those skilled human practices.
Exactly.
Working together. To create that pristine environment.
Yeah. And once the part is ejected from the mold, the care doesn't stop there.
Right.
The article emphasizes proper packaging and handling.
Right. You wouldn't want to go through all that effort
right.
and then have it get scratched.
Exactly.
During shipping or storage.
That's why they use things like soft, non-abrasive packaging materials.
Oh.
Even automated handling systems to minimize the risk of any contact damage.
Like those little microfiber pouches that you get for your glasses to protect them from scratches.
Precisely. It's about anticipating those points of contact and taking steps to protect that surface.
We talked about the operator's role in controlling those molding parameters.
Right.
And ensuring a clean environment.
Yeah.
But the article also mentions the importance of their training.
Yeah.
When it comes to specifically preventing scratches.
Right. So skilled operators, they aren't just following a set of instructions. They're actively engaged in problem solving.
Okay.
And quality control.
Yeah.
Their training goes beyond just knowing how to operate the machinery.
Right.
It's about understanding the nuances of each material.
Okay.
Recognizing those potential sources of scratches, knowing how to adjust the process to prevent them.
So they're like scratch detectives.
That's a great way to put it.
Constantly on the lookout for those clues that could lead to an imperfection.
Their training might include things like recognizing subtle variations
okay.
in the material's appearance that could indicate contamination.
Oh, wow.
Or improper drying.
Okay.
Identifying signs of wear and tear on the mold that could lead to scratches. Even being able to analyze those ejected parts for any subtle defects.
Wow.
That might signal a need for process adjustments.
So it's this combination of technical knowledge.
Yes.
Keen observation skills.
Yeah.
Deep understanding of that whole process.
Exactly. They're really the guardians of quality, you know, ensuring that every part meets those standards for smoothness and clarity.
Wow.
And this type of expertise is even more critical today.
Yeah.
As the industry moves toward those more complex part designs and the higher performance materials.
It's amazing to think that something so seemingly simple as a smooth surface requires such skill and attention to detail.
It really highlights how important that human element still is.
Right.
Even with all of the advances in automation.
Yeah.
And as technology evolves, that need for highly skilled operators is only going to increase.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
The mold design, the material selection, the environmental controls, and the expertise of those operators. It's like it's like a circuit where each instrument plays a crucial role.
That's a beautiful analogy.
Creating this harmonious whole.
It makes you realize there's an art to injection molding, you know?
Yeah.
It's this pursuit of perfection.
Yeah.
That goes beyond just producing a functional part.
I'm so glad we're diving into this.
Me too.
It's really opened my eyes to the complexity and the artistry of this whole process.
Absolutely.
But before we get carried away, we still got one more part of our deep dive to go.
Okay.
We need to kind of take a step back and look at the bigger picture.
Right, the bigger picture.
What does this all mean for consumers, for the industry as a whole, and even for the future of manufacturing?
Yeah, good questions.
Stay tuned for part three.
Looking forward to it.
Where we'll connect all the dots
and
explore those broader implications.
Okay.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into getting those injection molded parts scratch-free.
Okay.
We really went deep into those technical details,
you
know, from the mold itself to the material, that whole environment where it all happens.
Right.
And of course, those skilled operators who are really like the conductors of this whole process.
Absolutely. It's been quite a journey.
It has. It really has.
We've really uncovered this hidden world behind those, you know, perfectly smooth surfaces.
Right. The stuff we see every day.
Exactly.
And now I'm curious about the bigger picture.
Okay.
What does this... this pursuit of scratch-free perfection mean for consumers, for the industry, and for the future of manufacturing?
Yeah. Well, for consumers, it's all about those tangible benefits.
Right, right.
You know, you think about those scratch-resistant sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know, they stay clear even after being tossed in your bag.
Right.
Or that sleek smartphone that still looks brand new after months of use.
It's funny how we just take those things for granted.
We do.
But it's that level of quality that really elevates a product.
It does.
And makes you appreciate it that much more.
Absolutely. Scratches can detract from the aesthetics.
Right.
Reduce its value.
Uh-huh.
Even impact functionality in some cases.
Yeah, that's true.
By preventing scratches, manufacturers are enhancing that user experience.
Right.
And building trust in their brand.
It's about exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
Creating products that really stand the test of time.
That's right.
And for the manufacturers, this must go beyond just pleasing customers.
Right.
It's about efficiency.
Yeah.
Profitability.
You hit the nail on the head. When you minimize those defects, you reduce waste.
Right.
Fewer scratch parts means less material scrapped.
Right.
Less time spent on rework. Fewer resources consumed overall.
So it's a win-win for both the environment and the bottom line.
Exactly.
Sustainability and profitability.
That's right. Working hand in hand.
And we talked a lot about the human element.
Yeah.
Those skilled operators.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this emphasis on scratch prevention fit into that, you know, bigger picture of automation industry 4.0?
It's a great question, and one that's being debated across many industries.
Yeah.
You know, automation is playing a big role.
Right.
But the reality is that human expertise is still so important.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to something like
scratch prevention.
So it's not humies versus robots.
Right.
It's finding that right balance between automation and human skill.
Robots excel at those repetitive tasks.
Okay.
And precision movements.
Yeah.
But they lack that intuitive understanding.
Right.
The ability to adapt to those unforeseen circumstances and to make those judgment calls.
Those operators, they're not just following a script. Right. They're analyzing, problem solving, making adjustments based on their knowledge of the whole process.
And they're the ones who can spot those subtle variations in the material flow.
Right.
Notice a tiny imperfection on the mold.
Yeah, a robot might miss that.
Exactly. And as manufacturing becomes even more complex,
right.
new materials, intricate designs,
yeah.
that human element is even more critical.
It seems like the rise of automation is almost elevating the role of skilled operators.
It is. They're becoming more like overseers,
okay.
supervisors,
uh-huh.
troubleshooters.
Right.
Making sure those automated systems are running smoothly.
Right, and that we're getting those perfect parts. It's amazing how technology is reshaping the manufacturing world.
It is.
But not necessarily in the way we might have imagined. It's
right.
not eliminating humans.
Right.
It's enhancing them. It's shifting that focus towards
That's right.
higher level skills
yeah.
and problem solving.
And that has implications for education and training.
Right.
We need to be preparing the workforce of the future.
Okay.
With those skills, they'll need to thrive.
Right.
So it means going beyond just that basic technical training.
Right.
And fostering critical thinking, problem solving.
Yeah.
And adaptability.
It's about creating a workforce that can not only operate the machinery,
right.
but understand the science behind it.
Yes.
Anticipate those challenges. Mm-hmm. Find creative solutions.
It's, you know, this focus on quality.
Right.
On preventing even the tiniest defects.
Yeah.
It has ripple effects throughout that whole ecosystem.
I see.
It pushes innovation in material science, mold design, process control, every aspect of that chain.
It's like this pursuit of perfection is pushing the industry forward.
It is.
Constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It reminds us that even the smallest details matter.
Yeah.
And striving for that excellence can lead to significant advances.
Well said.
Thank you.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opening experience for me.
Yeah, me too.
It's made me appreciate those intricate, you know, factors
mm-hmm.
that go into creating those flawless products.
Right.
We just take for granted so often.
They do.
And it's given me a new perspective on the future of manufacturing.
Yeah.
You know, one where technology and human skill
uh-huh.
work together.
That's right.
To achieve those incredible results.
It's been a pleasure exploring this with you.
Likewise.
And I hope it's inspired our listeners to mm-hmm. kind of look around them with a newfound appreciation.
Right. For the ingenuity and craftsmanship.
That's it. That goes into making even the simplest of things.
That's a great way to wrap it up.
You know, remember, there's always more to learn.
Always.
More to discover.
Yeah.
And more to appreciate about the world around us.
I agree.
So keep asking those questions.
Keep asking.
Keep exploring.
And keep diving deep.
That's it.